So we're continuing on the subject. Yes, I want you to look at something in the Bible. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. We read that previously, but you know what it says. It says that a merry heart does good like medicine. But then it says, a broken spirit dries the bones, or a crushed spirit dries the bones. So the Bible has nothing good to say about depression. Now, look at the book of Joel. Let's go to Joel chapter 1, verse 12. We've established that depression has an impact on the physical body. Okay, has an impact on the physical body. It also affects things around you, things around the person. So let's go to Joel chapter 1, verse 12. It says, "The vine is dried up. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languishes. The fig tree languishes." Then it says, "The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered. All the trees of the field are withered. Why? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men." Joy is withered away from the sons of men. And that causes, that affects everything around them. Because joy is withered away, it affects everything around them. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. And we'll see what happens once you replace that sadness with gladness. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 13. Now Hannah, so this is the story about how about Hannah, a woman called Hannah. So Hannah was married to a man called Elkanah. They were from the tribe of Ephraim. And Elkanah had another wife called Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but the Bible says that Hannah was barren. So Hannah hadn't had any kids. And Peninnah, her rival, used to rile her and gloat over her consistently until the Bible says that Hannah became depressed. So when they went up to Shiloh, the house of God, to worship, what happened? Now Hannah went to pray. She couldn't even eat. She got up and went to pray. Now Hannah, she spoke in her heart. This verse I want to go on, verse 13. She spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. So she, Eli the priest, just saw this woman whose lips were moving, but no words were coming. So he thought she was drunk. And Eli said unto her, "How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee." And Hannah answered and said, "No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit." See, a sorrowful spirit. Then he says, "I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaiden for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto." Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." And she said, "Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. Let thy handmaiden find grace in thy sight." So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. So the moment she heard the good news, her countenance was changed. She went and ate, and she was no more sad. And the Bible says when she went back home, she got pregnant and had the son, and after that had multiple children. Okay, so you've seen the what the Bible tells us about what about sadness or depression and what its possible impact could be on people. It says it dries the bones. And then Joel tells us that it causes even the person's productivity to decline. So the pomegranate, the vineyard, the vine trees, and all of them, he said they wither. They wither. Why? The olive. Why do they wither? Because he said joy is departed from the sons of men. So in the absence of joy, where there's depression, you find that you're not as productive as you should be. And we are going to find out how to get rid of. Don't just say time heals. You know, sometimes people go through certain experiences and they say time heals. Time itself doesn't have anything within it that would heal. So you haven't you met people who have been depressed for 20 years, so many years? So time itself does not have, in fact, even in wound healing, when we talk about wound healing biologically, time is not one of the things that you mention. Okay, there are multiple factors, but you don't really say time. So time itself does not have what it takes to heal. It is what happens within the time that causes the healing to take place. So I'm going to get you into that and show you from the Word of God how to get rid of that spirit of what? Depression.